USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Islamic State's leader died during a U.S. military raid in northwestern Syria when he detonated an explosive that killed him and several family members as U.S. forces approached. That's according to President Biden. Biden labeling the ISIS leader as a major terrorist threat to the world.
He was the driving force behind the genocide of the Yazidi people in northwestern Iraq in 2014.
A big storm system is dumping rain, ice, and snow on a large portion of the country. It's mostly rain on the East Coast, but further west is an icy mix in states like Ohio and Kentucky. St. Louis is getting hammered with snow, and it extends all the way into upstate New York. Winter storm warnings stretch from Maine to New Mexico, the Dallas-Fort Worth area even seeing snow. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The United States is giving the thumbs up when it comes to sending money to help the Afghan people.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden is set to talk about a crackdown on ghost guns during his trip to New York City today. On Thursday, the Justice Department unveiled a new initiative that will train prosecutors on pursuing charges related to ghost guns, which are growing in popularity. They are weapons that don't have traceable serial numbers and are put together from at-home kits. Biden meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams over combating gun crimes. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A series of recent Gallup polls shows over one-third of Americans surveyed are dissatisfied with how the economy and government is being run. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy compares the state of the country under President Joe Biden to how it was under former President Donald Trump.
If you look at so many of these things that are affecting Americans' daily life, inflation, you go out to the gas pump, or you worry about being carjacked, you worry about so many of the things that really, heretofore, a year ago, even in the midst of the pandemic, we were not even talking about. But sadly enough, this administration has been hijacked by the progressive left.
Democrats argue that their 50-50 majority in the Senate makes it difficult to pass parts of their agenda. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Iowa Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson is introducing a bill in Congress that she is calling the Stop the Betrayal Act. Congressman Hinson tells Fox and Friends this act will help stop the transport of illegal immigrants into the United States and have the American taxpayers stop funding it.
The Stop the Betrayal Act would stop the funding to bring those flights into our country, those middle of the night, dead of the night bus drops that we're seeing happening as well, because the American people deserve transparency on this issue, and they've been betrayed by President Biden and his deliberate efforts to mislead the American people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.